In Florida, we have a place for you. Not only do we understand your aspirations, we're ready for them. For all the amazing things your future holds, we hold the key. Florida, the future is here.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom at the Wall Street Journal. So according to those ever-important folks in the know, Apple will unveil the new version of its Apple TV streaming media device at an event on September 12th. Apple's goal is to be able to brag about Apple TV's compatibility with those new ultra-sleek 4K TVs. But before Apple's ego can get too big over said bragging rights, it must duke it out with Hollywood movie studios over pricing. As always, money talks. Let's get the latest. Joining us now via our San Francisco bureau is the Wall Street Journal's Trip Mickle. Hi, Trip.
Hey, Tanya.
So as exciting as the prospect sounds, before 4K movies can actually stream on Apple TVs, Apple and Hollywood apparently need to strike a deal. The holdup seems to be a pricing war of sorts. What's at play here?
For Apple, what's at play is the ability to be able to come out in September with this new Apple TV and tout the availability of movies in ultra-high definition, just a higher resolution screen quality that would, you know, make the Apple TV or a new Apple TV more appealing and kind of highlight that new functionality that they plan to offer with that new Apple TV.
And what is Hollywood and, you know, these media companies, what are they bringing to the table in terms of their concerns over pricing?
You know, Hollywood's got the content, but it also is, you know, looking to try to figure out a way to make the most of higher resolution content. And with some other providers that are out there, in particular Vudu, right now they're able to offer and sell ultra-high definition iterations of movies at $24.99, at $29.99. Apple really wants them to come in and have everyone offer it at $19.99. Apple's argument is, look, we'll sell it for less, but you'll generate more volume, more sales, and that'll make the difference. Hollywood wants to be able to differentiate between HD and Ultra HD and charge a premium for that Ultra HD quality programming.
So to borrow from Hollywood, time is money. If Apple can settle this score before the September 12th rollout of the new Apple TV, that's a win for the product. What are the stakes? The TV streaming market has gotten a little crowded. How is Apple TV as a product holding up?
Yeah, Apple is one of the pioneers in that category, right? The Apple TV really came into the market in 2007.
Wow, so that's 10 years. I didn't realize it was quite so. Yeah, it's
right,
been around.
Right. No, I mean, they really, you know, helped bring a lot of people into, or basically bring streaming into a lot of people's homes. And over time, they've faced more competition, you know, as Roku's come into the market, as you've seen Amazon put out its Fire Stick capabilities and offer some various streaming capabilities of its own. And as a result, Apple's market share has actually declined over the past year from around 19% to 15%, according to a market research firm called Parks Associates, which recently did a survey on that.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Trip Mickle about the latest details on the new Apple TV device. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
We know you well. You who became a multimillionaire at 43 and you who was born one. We know you who loses sleep over how your kids will deal with inheriting a fortune. And you no longer getting a paycheck, but not needing one either. And also you, who doesn't have to work, but can't help not to. You serial entrepreneur, you. At BNY Mellon Wealth Management, we know because we know you well. And that gives us the necessary insight to help you grow, protect, and transfer your wealth. BNY Mellon is the corporate brand of the Bank of New York Mellon Corporation and its subsidiaries.
Thanks for joining us. You know, 4K is, it seems like it's one of those hot ticket items that tech companies like Apple are starting to bank on. It's been around, but it's still quite new. I suspect Ultra HD movies are only starting to get some real attention. And, you know, maybe it's seen as something that can breathe some new life into things.
Right. Among those who are active in the TV marketplace and the content marketplace, there's a lot of enthusiasm around Apple moving into this format because there's so many people with Apple devices in their pockets or in their homes that they're hopeful that Apple could accelerate adoption and awareness of the 4K format and that higher resolution capability that it offers.
Trip, thanks as always.
Thanks, Tanya.
You can follow Trip Mickle's coverage of all things Apple at WSJ.com/tech. So ends this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York City, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.